4 in the morning. Coming in early for a segment because we're talking about, here it is talking about board service, is Hank Amos from Tucson Realty. Good morning, Mr. Amos. How are you, sir?
Good morning.
So you were just telling me a little bit of, you were listening to my discussion about boards and don't take your board service lightly, and sometimes people are chosen to maintain status quos of organizations. What's your experience? Because you've been on lots of these things over the years.
Well, it covers the gambit, and I caught part of your conversation. So there are a lot of people who are serving on the same boards, and some of these are the bigger companies in town. Part of your duty as a CEO is to be involved in the community. So, and they give a lot to these organizations, right? So they'll sit on these boards, and you have a lot of the same people on some of these major boards because that's part of their job description per se, okay? So you get a lot of that. And my hat's off to some people that serve on some boards because they truly care. You'd be surprised how many people that are businessmen and women in our community that they don't really get involved in the community. They don't do anything. So they're not in any boards.
Right.
And so, it takes some work. It takes some effort. You got to go to some meetings. But other people are just focused on their business and they don't do anything. So you have to give a little credit for those. Now, that said, there are organizations that have an executive director, right?
Right.
And they don't want anybody rocking the boat. So they kind of help pick people that are going to be on the board that maybe these folks might have the stature in the community, help do the fundraising and all, but they don't want anybody rocking the boat.
Right.
So you'll see some boards that have great people on there, but you'd be surprised too, a lot of times on you're on boards, people, the executive director does most of the heavy lifting. You come to the board meeting, most of the things have been prepared, and you just kind of go with the flow a little bit. I would say more in the older days. God, that sounds terrible, doesn't it? When I first got on boards, people kind of did roll up their sleeves and asked a lot of questions. Now they're not as involved as much behind the scenes.
Too many board meetings have become the dog and pony show, like you said. They basically prepare everything. We're great. We're doing this. There's not much even time for discussion or input, and you're going to go,
hey,
all right, everyone.
It goes all the way to our government boards, right?
Okay, right.
So it goes on. But another thing, too, and I don't know how many young people are listening, but, one of the
This is AM radio. There's got to be a lot.
Yeah, you hope so, right?
Yeah.
One of the things you would hope for, or I think that's great for young people that are getting involved in business or whatever, or they're building their business, if you want to meet a lot of people or get exposure or kind of rise to the top, get involved in a board, but
right.
Really get involved. And most of these boards, they really want you for your fundraising to help, bring money to the organization. But if you get involved in a couple boards, you don't want to do five or six because then you're going to do a half-assed job with all of them, right?
Correct.
But you pick one or two. A, it's the right thing to do for your community, and you're going to feel better about yourself. But B, it's a great way to meet people. And normally when you're sitting on the board, you're at a board meeting, all the board members are equal, right? So you may be a young person, but sitting next to you might be the CEO of XYZ company.
Right.
And across maybe, the chairman of the board of another company, right? And so it's a great way to meet these folks of influence that could, A, help your business out. And you can make an impression if you really roll up your sleeve and you get to work. So, you talked about, you want new blood in there. That's a great thing, and I don't see that happening anymore.
Right.
So I would make a recommendation to do that because the organization's going to need you, and it's a great way to build your business.
We always do that. We make fun of a lot, the 40 under 40 awards, right? There's supposedly these up-and-coming professionals and whatever. The problem is how many of those up-and-coming professionals actually make it onto any of these boards within the next 5 to 7 years, and I say it's a really, really small amount, which is, again, I feel like we're not involving the new blood that –
Yeah,
shows
I think
promise.
I think we need to reach out, but I can tell you a lot of our charitable organizations in our community, they're looking for you. So if there's something that you have passion about, I would say call that organization up and say, hey, I'd like to be on the board. Tell them a little bit about what you're doing. You might get a no the first time, but You don't ask, you don't get, right?
You are correct.
And that's what I try.
Well, and that organization will keep you on the back of their list, their mental list, that when they're looking for new board members,
Right.
You'll probably be the first person they call.
But if you've got a great business or you're up and comer and you're really working hard, that's going to shine through the interview.
Yep.
And they're going to say, you know what, I'm going to take a chance on you. But that executive director or whoever's on that board is going to say, hey, you know what, though, we expect certain things from you. We expect you to help raise $10,000. You know, can you do that?
Yeah, there has to be some duties. You got to do a little work on these things, too.
Absolutely.
All right, Hank Amos is coming. The other Hank Amos is coming up at the top of the hour to do real estate reports and other things.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com. Seems jolly rotten.